Hello, we begin another week and it's Monday, March the 8th, and today we are in Psalm 141, and it's an old-fashioned psalm. What I mean by old-fashioned, it's a psalm that calls for no compromise, no compromise with the world. It reminds me a little of Pilgrim's Progress and Christian and Faithful in Vanity Fair, being drawn and enticed and so on, tempted by all kinds of things, but standing absolutely firm and faithful, of course, paying the ultimate price for that faithfulness in Vanity Fair. It's an evening psalm. Like Psalms 3 and 4, one is a morning psalm, one is an evening psalm. Psalm 141 is an evening psalm. It mentions in verse 2, the evening, lifting up my hands as the evening sacrifice. So he's calling upon the Lord. And verse 4, do not let my heart incline to any evil. Verse 3 talks about his mouth and his lips. And end of verse 4, let me not eat of their delicacies. I've just been preaching today, at Wednesday at First, and I was in Proverbs chapter 9. And Proverbs chapter 9 is a contrast between Madam Wisdom and Madam Folly, and both of them are beckoning folk to come and eat at their banquet. And if you eat at the banquet of Madam Wisdom, you get life. But if you eat at the banquet of the stolen food of Madam Folly, you get death. And Proverbs 9 ends with a very graphic statement about the people that are eating are actually in the place of the damned. They are in Sheol, and that's what this psalm is like. There's an allurement, a temptation, and it's calling for purity, or what we used to call — it's not a popular word in churches now, but it used to be called — consecration. And I guess if you refer to a Christian as being consecrated today, it might sound a touch pietistic. And again, it's a disparagement to think that the word pietism is a bad word. To demonstrate piety is to demonstrate godliness. And that's what this psalm is crying for. He wants to live out and out for God. He wants to mortify the deeds of the flesh, and so on. And verse 8, my eyes are toward you, O God, my Lord. In you I seek refuge. Leave me not defenseless. Keep me from the trap that they have laid for me and from the snares of evildoers. So, you know, he's making a pilgrimage through life, and there are traps and snares everywhere, and he wants to live out and out for God, consecrated, holy, devoted to God. It's a prayer, a psalm, a song of consecration. Psalm 141. We'll see you tomorrow.